The Talmud of mine from a few years ago, Eitan Austin, sent me a link to the Shabbos app, and Rav Rafi Glickman also started talking to me about the Shabbos app. For those of you who are not familiar, the Shabbos app is, in one sentence, is about some people, a mystery group of people on the internet, the mysterious World Wide Web, who are suggesting that they designed an application for your phone, that if you use their application, you could text on Shabbos. Al pi halacha, it'll be mutter. Why? So I'm not going to get into all the details and all the halachic discussion, as I will explain in a moment. But again, in one sentence, it's about choosing words and not typing letters, so you won't be over the Isser of Kosev. Everything they claim is being done supposedly through Grama, and you won't have the problem of turning on because it supposedly will be on the whole Shabbos, and therefore texting will now be mutter on Shabbos. Now, there are some people who actually don't believe that this is really true, that some people believe that's a hoax. You do a search on the web, Yaakov Menken writes out, he thinks that it's some type of joke. It reminds me that you can't text on Shabbos. My son's bar mitzvah, Rav Nevensal, said that his granddaughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, was once playing with money on Shabbos, and the mother of the granddaughter said, "Don't play with altasachkiim kesef zemuktza." So the granddaughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, turned to her mother and she said, "As kneely check, give me a check. I'll play with the check." That was the joke that my Rebbe said at my son's bar mitzvah. So that reminds me, texting is aser, as kneely check. We'll find a way that it's mutter. Now, as far as the halacha shabo, I'm not going to get involved with it. First of all, now is not the time. But even as halachic shayla, I don't think it's halachic shayla. I counted that they themselves on their website described 5 potentially surei d'oraisa, 5 potentially surei d'oraisa that they claim you're not over, and 2 isurei d'rabbanan. If you have 5 potentially surei d'oraisa, 2 isurei d'rabbanan, and a single rav is not given a haskama, as far as I'm concerned, that's not a shayla. Not a shayla at all. But number 2, if you want, Rabbi Siv, on 5-Minute Halacha, did a fantastic job. He described that one of the reasons that it'll be problematic is that when it comes to kosev, it'll still be kosev because there are pixels on the screen, and that even though it seems that you're creating only a word that already exists, it doesn't exist. Ayin Sham, he did an excellent job. My son, after he listened to it, after it was about 4 minutes through, my son said he destroyed the whole thing. Just in 5-minute halacha, he went through the whole thing. And 3, the third reason I don't think it's necessary to respond to it al pi halacha is because that unfortunately the website itself, how could it possibly refer to Gedolei Torah in the zilzul that they did? If you take a look there, I'm not necessarily advocating, but the great Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, who was the first one who wrote a tshuva in regards to electricity, they referred to him as Shmelkis. That's how you refer to one of the great poskim of the previous generation. But there's something else, something a lot deeper, something that's at the core of Avodas Hashem that I really want to drive home tonight. And that is, there's one thing that I actually agreed with them. Al pi halacha, they had a decent cheshbon. The other 6, yesh lodun on all of them. Just because you throw around the word safek, psikresha, delo nichol, it doesn't mean that makes a mutter. But there's one thing that they got right, and that is that if, in theory, you're allowed to use this on Shabbos, it's not muktzah. That's true. That's true. But they miss something deeper, Rabosai. Muktzah al pi halacha, it won't be. But that's only muktzah the Rabbanan. But there's another muktzah that you guys might not be familiar with, which is yesod in halacha that I learned from my great Rebbe Rav Nevensal Shlita. But not only is the yesod in halacha, it's at the core of what I want you to internalize, both kollel fellows and younger fellows, about what Kedusha Shabbos is all about. And that is the following. Rav Nevensal has the following comment in the B'Yitzchak Ikare in Simin Shin Ches, in Hilchos Mukza, where he writes the following. Le'inyin hafalas batei charoshes al yidei grama. If a person wants to sit back and create grumma machines, in which on Shabbos, they'll have malacha done, but they won't do it directly. It'll only be done through grumma. Yitachen de la Rambam yesh baze iser Torah. Not only would it not be mutter, Rav Nevin Sal argues, it would be an iser de oraisa to do malachas through grumma. By the way, Rav Siv there points out that he doesn't believe it's even grumma. But Neimiach say that it was grumma. Yesh baze iser Torah. Why? Mishum she'oses ha-Shabbos chol. And Rav Nevin Sal has a fascinating, did you permit me for violating 10-minute Musar and spending 1 minute of halacha? So let me just, the other quote doesn't count. One more minute. If you take a look in the Rambam, Perech of Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, there's a basic question in the Rambam. The Rambam says, we know that you're not allowed to move aside rocks and things that are not destined, not designated to be used on Shabbos. And the Rambam says that if a person would do that all day, he'd violate ubatel hatam, he'd be violate the essence of Shabbos, shenemar betorah leman yenuach. So Rav Nevin Sal is bothered. We have a tradition that muktzah is only midrabbanan. Nevin Sal says beautifully, muktzah is the rabbanan. If I take this item, it's still muktzah, may I? And I move it around once on Shabbos, that's an iser derabbanan. But what if I spent my whole day, instead of devoting the day to what Shabbos is supposed to be, and I use my koach hatiltel, my ability to move my hands, and use it for divrei chol, in this case, to have malacha done al pi grama, which is not technically one of the 39 malachos, Rav Nevin Sal Tainis, based on the Rambam, that's an isur d'oraisa of aman yinuach. In other words, there's muktzah d'rabbanan, someone who stam or moves around muktzah. And then my Rebbe taught us, there's muktzah d'oraisa, a violation of l'man yenuach, where a person spends Shabbos focusing on something else. What does that mean? Why is that so? What's behind it? What lesson does it have for us in terms of Kedusha Shabbos? So let me ask you a very basic question I discussed with the Talmidim in the past. And I'm not here really to talk about the Shabbos app. It's a nice title. It's exciting. That's what everybody's hawking about. But what I want to talk about is what is Shabbos? And how are we supposed to elevate our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Kedusha Shabbos? Very basic question Rav Soloveitchik asked. The Rav asked, why is it that on Shabbos laborious acts are at most prohibited midrabbanan? Laborious, I mean, if a person takes things and he schleps it from one place to the next, at most it'll be an iser derabbanan. He could be working all of Shabbos. But if he writes two letters, texts, two letters, then that's an iser d'oraisa. Probably. An iser d'oraisa. Or if he takes a pen and he writes two letters, it's clear iser d'oraisa. Which one would you think is more of a violation of Shabbos? Someone who's spending his entire time moving apartments, isn't that more of an iser d'oraisa? So the Rav said, you have to understand what Shabbos is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued inside of us a tremendous power of creativity. What's usher on Shabbos is creative acts, not laborious acts. Why? What's behind that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I gave you tremendous powers in this world, and I wanted you to develop this world. But if you don't stop and realize that your creativity has limitations, then ultimately man, and mark my words, man will destroy himself. What do I mean by that? The Rav gave his examples, but today we have even sharper examples. Man, through his power of creativity, has developed nuclear energy. The world is, God forbid, on the brink of destruction. This week's parasha, the world destroyed itself through the Mabul. God forbid everything that man does can be used for Tov and could be used for Ra. And man's power of creativity could ultimately, when it goes unbridled, can destroy, not only undermine its essence, but man could use it to destroy himself. So point number one of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibits creative acts is for man to remember that his creativity has limitations. That's number one. Number two, and now we get back to the Shabbos app. There's something else. The moment in which man sees to try to create in the physical world is the moment that man has time to focus on his spiritual self and connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the spiritual world. And hence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibited acts of creativity because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be creative in our spiritual selves. And now the Ben Ish Chai's startling comment becomes understandable. The Ben Ish Chai writes that the Koach Hischadshus of Shabbos, the power of Koach HaChidush in Ruchnius, in Torah, when a person learns in Torah, he says you have 10,000, I'm not exaggerating, these are his words, 10,000 times the power you have of Chidush on Shabbos than you have during the rest of the week. What's the Ben Ish Chai saying? Now, based on the rational expression of Rav Soloveitchik, we understand what the Ben Ish Chai is saying. And that is that a person during the week focuses on his physical creativity. On Shabbos, a person taps into a tremendously powerful, potent expression of spiritual creativity. That, Rabosai, is what my Rebbe was teaching us. And that's what he read in the Rambam. And the essence of Shabbos is where a person pulls himself away from moving his different chafatzim, moving his different objects, moving his phone, whether it's muktzah or whether it's not. Where a person focuses inward into his neshama. And that koach allows him to bring a tremendous power of ruchnius into the world. Hence, a person who does no malacha, but does malacha through grama, he's undermining the essence of what Leman Yanuach is all about. You're not my age. But you should know, when you reach my age, if you slowly begin to climb the ladder of what Kedushas Shabbos is, you'll realize it's the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ever given us. The greatest gift. That's how Chazal described it. Matana Tova. The one time that I could turn all of these things off, and a person could sit alone, either look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world, and nothing will ring, and nothing will interrupt him, or sit with a sefer, and he'll be alone with that sefer. Rav Soloveitchik described, when he came to Boston, I say this often, it must have been now, this is about 40, 50 years ago, he came to Boston, and he said, the Jews here don't understand Shabbos. He said, as don't get me wrong, they keep Shabbos. Don't get me wrong, they're Shomer Shabbos. Now, by the way, that was before Rabbi Ribiat, before Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He said, but they don't appreciate what the essence of Shabbos is, the way I saw it in Europe. And he described, he said, Erev Shabbos, the excitement of Shabbos coming. As opposed to finding a way out of doing the exact same thing that you do during the week, but now finding a way that's mutter. He says the excitement of Erev Shabbos in the street. By the way, here at Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim, in some places you could feel it. Matzai Shabbos. And then he followed up with a story. He said he was a child about 12, 13 years old. He said he used to escape from the Soloveitchik house. Says, for one time of the week, Raiva de Raven, for Shal Shudas. And he would go to the Chassidish Shtibel, I think it was probably the Chabad Shtibel. And he said he used to love the beautiful Nigunim, and he used to love the beautiful Chassidish Shatayra. One of the two important influences, Chassidic influences on Rav Soloveitchik's life. And he said one time, he was sitting next to a majestic Chassid, a beautiful man. His face was shining, a long beard, beautiful payas. And then he turned to the man after a while, after the fifth niggin, he turned to them and he said, what time's Ma'ariv? The chassid looked at him and said, you want to chase Shabbos away? The story continues. Then the chassid said to him, Beryl, that's how they called the rubber of Yosef Dov, they called him Beryl. He said, Beryl, do you recognize me? He said, he didn't recognize his chassid at all. He said, I'm Yossel the Wassertrugger. I'm Yossel the water carrier. Now, Yassel, the water carrier, the Rav described as the most downtrodden person in the shtetl. Can you imagine schlepping water all day and all night? He said, but on Shabbos, he became a different person. He was a totally different person. That's what Shabbos did to him. That's the koach of ischadshus of Shabbos. That's what Shabbos was for our grandparents and our great-grandparents. And I leave off with you a question. Neniach, that all these five Yisurei D'Oraisas are not Yisurei D'Oraisa. All these Yisurei D'Rabbanan Amutar, which I think are wrong. But what about the essence of the Leman Yanuach? That's the real tragedy over here. That's the real tragedy. Now, Rabosa, I was Zoch, and my father had a taste from Europe that my father has a PhD, he worked hard. In fact, I don't remember when I was young that often seeing my father learn during the week. Most of the time I went to sleep, my father still wasn't home. The long train ride in New York, 2 hours back home, I went to sleep, my father wasn't home. You know what happened Shabbos morning, no matter what time I woke up? My father was bent over a sefer learning. Not necessarily a Rashba, Chumash and Rashi, but I realize that Shabbos is a different day, a totally different day. I ask you, you could be following Shomer Shabbos. You could follow all the opinions that say that it's mutter. But at the end of the day, how is your Shabbos? What are your children going to see for your L'man Yanuach? I conclude, everybody is speculating who's behind this. I'll tell you my wish of who's behind this. Reminds me of a great story. Reb Judah, it's a classic Reb Judah Michelle story. Once upon a time, there were a few boys in Shana Aleph, and Reb Judah Michelle was trying to convince them, what a fantastic Rebbe, you guys don't appreciate your Rabbein. Both the Kolo fellows and the younger fellows, you don't appreciate your Rabbein. So he's trying to convince a Shana Aleph guy what a tzaddik Rav Landau is. He says, you don't realize what an opportunity you have. And then Reb Judah stops and he says, I got an idea. He whispers to one of the boys, and Jonathan's not really spending so much time, it's the beginning of Shana Aleph, he's not spending that much time learning. He whispers an idea to his ear. Next day he goes over to Arya, he whispers an idea to his ear. Jonathan goes the second day, he goes to Kikar Shabbos, where they sell Gedolim pictures. And he says, can I have a picture of Rav Landau? So the guy pulls out Rav Landau from Bnei Brak. The great Talmud Chacham who passed away a few years ago. He says, no, I'm looking for Rabbi Landau from Reshit. So he says, I don't know who you're talking about. The next day, Aryeh comes over to him. 10 straight days, Rav Judah sends one guy. The 11th day, the guy says to the guy, get me a picture of this Rav Landau, I'll sell it. Sure enough, so Rav Landau from Beit Shemesh's picture was in Kikar Shabbos for many, 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 many years. My son claims the story is true. That's not just a legend. What's my hope? That there's a sharp Rebbe, young Rebbe behind this. Just like Rav Judah, making a point. And the point is, Rabosai, Neiniach Etz Motor. Where's your L'man Yanuach? Where's your L'man Yanuach? Beis Hashem, we should be zoche, that our children should truly feel Kedusha Shabbos. That no matter what our children are exposed to, whether they're Yossel the Vassar Trugger, or they're one of the Gedolei Ador of Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, that they should appreciate what L'man Yanuach is, the opportunity of the Koach, his Chachos, 10,000 times. But that could only come about if a person really internalizes not what's wrong, only al pi halacha with the Shabbos app, what the essence of Kedusha Shabbos is all about. To grow and raise in Madregos of Kedusha and Tara. Beis Hashem, we should be zelchah to appreciate Kedusha Shabbos in all of its entirety.